Hello and welcome to this month's recipe section. I've had requests for recipes this month, so remember, if there's anything you would like to hear, just put a note in your wallet or let Helen know on 01902 886 785. It really looks like spring outside as I write this, but it's still not that warm. So first, a comfort recipe that can be adapted for between 2 and 6 people and just needs a nice green veg to set it off. It's a fish pie and the ingredients are for 2 people. And you will need 220 grams or 7 ounces of fish, a mix of smoked and unsmoked, with the unsmoked making up about 2/3 of the mix. Our local fishmonger in Stourbridge sells ready chopped fish pie mix. And try always to buy undyed smoked haddock if you're using it. The bright yellow stuff adds nothing to the taste and will turn your pie an unappetising shade of yellow. You will also need 500 grams or 1¼ pounds of floury potatoes. I recommend either Maris Piper or King Edwards. 2 leeks, and I like mine to have plenty of dark green leaves, and 25 grams or 1 ounce of butter. And either 2 hard-boiled eggs or about 100 grams or 4 ounces of frozen, peeled, raw prawns, thoroughly thawed. And for the sauce, you will need 100 ml or 3 fluid ounces of milk, 25 grams or 1 ounce of corn flour, 25 grams or 1 ounce of butter, 100 ml or 3 fluid ounces of creme fraiche, and the juice of 1/2 lemon. And optionally, you can have a generous handful of grated strong cheddar. And the method? First, clean and finely slice the leeks. Sauté them in the butter until they're soft but not coloured. Tip the cooked leeks into a suitable oven-proof dish and spread them over the base. Put the fish, but not the prawns, into a saucepan with the milk and cook for a few minutes, not too long, and then lift the fish with a slotted spoon and put it into a dish to cool. Peel and cube the potatoes and boil until soft, drain them well, season and mash. Flake the cooled fish and scatter over the leeks. If you're using prawns, scatter them over the fish, and if you prefer egg, chop them up roughly and scatter them over the fish. And to make the sauce, using a balloon whisk, whisk the corn flour into the milk you cooked the fish in, tip in the creme fraiche, whisk again over a medium heat until thickened, and then whisk in the lemon juice. Taste and adjust the seasoning. Some fish is much saltier when smoked, and a lot of the salt will end up in the milk. Pour over the fish and top with spoonsful of the mash and scatter over the cheese if you're using it and bake it at 200 degrees, 180 degrees fan or gas mark 6 for 25 to 30 minutes or until golden. If I make this for a posh do, I substitute white wine or even champagne for the milk I use to cook the fish, and remember to add a good quality fish stock cube before cooking. If you double or triple the quantities here, remember to slightly reduce the amount of butter and creme fraiche, but don't be afraid to add a little more milk if you like a thinner sauce. Next, a recipe for Mexican chicken, also a request from one of our listeners. I understand you can buy a kit for making this and there's nothing wrong with that, but here's what to do for 4 people and without the kit. And the ingredients? 150 grams or 6 ounces of chicken, either stir-fry strips or skinless thighs cut into strips, 1 red onion, 1 yellow and 1 green pepper, and a sachet of fajita seasoning from all supermarkets. You can make this yourself, but frankly, unless you plan to make this or similar dishes very frequently, a sachet is better value. 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and a plastic freezer bag, yes, really, a plastic freezer bag. And a flat, oven-proof dish big enough to take all the veg and chicken in a single layer. I use my lasagna dish. And the method. Peel the onion and slice it into strips roughly the same size as the chicken strips and put them in the freezer bag. Deseed the peppers and cut into similar strips and add them to the bag. Tip 1/2 the seasoning mix into the bag and add 1 tablespoonful of vegetable oil. If you still have room, add the chicken and the rest of the seasoning. If not, do this part in 2 stages. Roughly twist the top of the bag, leaving lots of air inside, and with your other hand, massage the contents so that everything gets well coated with oil and seasoning, and tip the contents into your oven dish. If you didn't have room, now do the chicken. Spread everything out in your dish and roast in a hot oven, 200 degrees C, 180 degrees fan or gas mark 7, for 20 to 30 minutes or until cooked through and beginning to char slightly. If you're catering for vegetarians, replace the chicken with thick strips of courgette, aubergine and thick slices of large flat mushrooms. And you can also make this dish with a few peeled garlic cloves and a finely chopped red chilli in place of the seasoning mix. To serve, tip it into a warm serving dish and add flour tortilla wraps and a tub of sour cream or creme fraiche and let your guests help themselves. You can go the whole hog and add a mashed avocado mixed with some chopped coriander, the juice of a lime and a little sour cream or creme fraiche. This makes guacamole, and remember to season to taste. And salsa, really simple, finely chop two big tomatoes, mix with some chopped coriander, lime juice and some olive oil and a little chopped fresh chilli. And you will have a Mexican feast. And finally this month, Helen asked for a tip on using up leftover chocolate Easter eggs. So here we are, even though I've never had this problem in my house. And the ingredients are 200 grams of chocolate, I use 70% cocoa for preference, 350 ml of double cream, 125 ml of milk, 50 grams or 2 ounces of caster sugar, and a few drops of vanilla essence. And the method? Melt the chocolate and set it aside to cool. You can do this in the microwave, but in very short bursts to avoid burning the chocolate, or you can do it the old-fashioned way, in a glass bowl set over a pan with some boiling water in. Make sure the glass bowl does not touch the surface of the water. Then whip 225 ml of the cream and set it aside. And in a saucepan, stir the sugar with the rest of the cream, the milk, and a few drops of vanilla essence. Never vanilla flavouring, and Madagascar vanilla is the best kind. When the custard coats the back of the spoon, scrape it into a bowl and gradually stir in the melted chocolate. Leave it to cool completely and fold in the whipped cream using a metal spoon in a figure of eight movement. Spoon the mousse into one large or several small serving dishes and cool in the fridge for at least an hour. If your leftover chocolate is milk or white, reduce the sugar in the recipe by half. And if you have peppermint or orange-flavoured chocolate, leave out the vanilla. And that's all for this month. Next month we'll concentrate on recipes to serve one person or batch cooking. Bye-bye.